Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald covering Father's Day weekend through Monday. First, the weather. If you're taking Dad out on his big day, take an umbrella. The rain chance on Sunday is 40%, and storms will likely stick around through Monday. Let's get things started with COVID. More than a year after the pandemic forced the shutdown of public buildings, Miami-Dade courthouses will reopen on June 28th. Almost half the state's population has been vaccinated against COVID-19, and the number of infections has been steadily declining. The decision to reopen means judges and lawyers can now begin to chip away at the backlog of cases built up over the past year. A limited number of jury trials resumed in March, but members of the public were not allowed to observe in person. In food news, have you ever been sitting at Pollo Tropical with your favorite Tropi Chop and thought, all this moment needs is some rum? If so, your wish has been granted. Miami's favorite fast casual Caribbean chicken restaurant has added alcohol to its menu for the first time. It comes in the form of a proprietary canned mojito. The ready-to-drink cocktail is the company's first under a new brand, La Palmita Cocktail Company. Yes, it's made with real rum, and also sparkling water, lime and mint flavors. The alcohol by volume level is 5.8%. The mojito costs $2 and will be available all summer for dine-in, takeout or drive-through. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In education news, billionaire philanthropist Mackenzie Scott just gave $40 million to Florida International University. It's the single largest unrestricted gift in FIU history. The Miami-based State University will direct the money toward its $750 million Next Horizon campaign and invest it in student programs that promote upward mobility. Scott has a net worth of $53 billion according to Forbes. She acquired most of her wealth in Amazon shares after divorcing company founder Jeff Bezos in 2019. In cruise news, Royal Caribbean CEO says the inaugural sailing of the Odyssey of the Seas cruise ship has been postponed after 8 crew members tested positive for COVID. Odyssey of the Seas was scheduled to cruise from Fort Lauderdale on July 3rd and make stops in the Caribbean after conducting a test cruise with volunteers in late June. Its first cruise is now postponed until July 31st. The test cruise, required for ships that don't have 95% of passengers vaccinated, will also be rescheduled. And finally, the Juneteenth Music and Food Festival will be a free 3-day event this year from June 18th through the 20th, with organized activities in Aventura, Miami Beach, and Overtown. It ends with the only ticketed event, a $50 sit-down dinner featuring a meal hosted by Miami Heat star Udonis Haslam. The North Beach Banchel is the venue for Saturday's main event from noon until 7 p.m. Info and tickets are at eventbrite.com. Search for Juneteenth Music and Food Festival. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com and stay healthy.